Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Star Wars talk, Reunited, and Jar Jar Binks on the way in just a minute.
Hey, going online without using ExpressVPN is like not closing the door when you use the bathroom. Even if you think you have nothing to hide, why give random creeps a chance to invade your privacy? Because all your traffic flows through their servers. Internet service providers, including mobile network providers, know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., ISPs are legally allowed to sell that information to advertisers. ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure encrypted servers, so your ISP can't see your browsing history. Here's why ExpressVPN is the best VPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. It's easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay private on the go. So protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. And you can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, but Noom builds personal plans that meet your needs. Noom takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Noom is built for your psychology and your biology. Noom weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Noom helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Noom's flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Individual results may vary. Visit our website at Noom.com for more information.
Tim Wilson.
Just Monica trying to get a Pentagon job. It just goes to show it ain't who you know. It's who you blow.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm a failure as a father.
All right.
I don't know, but I walked in here, went to get some iced tea in the break room, came back in, and Josh, Jason, and Willie are arguing about some obscure Star Wars dork festival. What are you guys talking about?
Nerd fest in here, man.
I believe, and Willie, correct me if I'm speaking out of turn, you brought up the show The Acolyte, and you were just... asking if I had seen it, and you said that you enjoy it.
And you're going into the minutia of dorkdom.
It was pretty nerdy.
arguing about whether so-and-so is alive in this universe.
It was nerdy, but is it all that far from when you and Godwin in the green room talk about what strings...
Beatles. It's a religious experience
Well,
for me.
No, I mean, I've heard even worse or even more obscure.
Old guys talking about movies makes me angry because they all hate Marvel and they all hate Star Wars, but they all love James Bond. Mm. And it's like, that's just our version of this.
It's
a big, fun action movie.
Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a pussy galore in Star Wars?
No, Dad, there's not a pussy galore in Star Wars. So.
But I rest my case.
There's a Princess Leia. Oh,
sure, yeah.
The gold bikini.
Hot.
Way, it was super hot.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I have a thing that I might do as a joke that I was thinking about, and then we just started talking about the Star Wars world in a more general sense. It got a little nerdy.
Is this a television show, The Acolyte?
No, huh? It's a slide presentation. And
what could be a viewmaster?
Is it a movie? I don't know.
It's a TV show. It's got the guy from Squid Game in it, the main guy. It's got the gal from The Matrix. She's in it as well. It's okay. Cool. I really enjoy it.
Carrie-Anne Moss?
I don't know if that's her name or not.
Mm.
The gal that's she's scary and she has short hair and she wears a trench coat the whole time.
Ooh. Do they have predecessors of Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, I have not seen it. Are there Gungans in it?
I have not seen a Gungan yet, and I wish there were more.
Jar Jar.
I love.
Yeah, they're Jar Jar. Very noisy.
Jar Jar was a Gungan.
The Gunga din.
Yeah, it can get rough. Yeah,
1 year. Yeah,
boy, that is.
Thank you. I'm done. That
you have to. You have to do crosswords.
See,
you have to. There's a lot that you have to do. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You know better. You know better.
I love the word din.
Yeah, I do too. You never hear it said.
James Taylor uses it brilliantly in a song.
Mm.
Yeah, you wrote it right down.
Oh, seriously. That's the most obscure thing I've ever said in my life.
I don't know about
not
that.
Not even close.
No.
I love Jar Jar Binks. I'll die on that hill.
Well,
it was funny. Added some spice to those dull movies. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the sports desk. Are we still doing that?
Oh, hey. Yes, we are.
Stupid world record.
Oh, I love this.
David Rush has reunited with Jonathan Hannon.
And it feels so good.
Yeah. That's right, Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
Hollywood Hannon.
Who's responsible for this turd?
Oh, Peaches.
You mean Peaches and Herb?
What about this?
Monsters out there, leaking in here, all sinking in no power? When are you thinking we say?
Oh, man, is that great.
Jar Jar.
Now, I ask you this.
Yeah?
I'm going to play another piece of audio from Jar Jar.
Please. Uh-huh.
And you tell me if it's the same audio or it's new audio.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Monsters out there, leaking in here, all sinking in no power? When are you thinking we say in trouble?
Oh, that's how do you understand
same.
That?
Same.
Same?
Same audio. Exactly right. There's no way of telling. It could be different audio.
Ugh.
That's all he did. You want to die about that?
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Why?
It was a lot wrong.
It just wasn't particularly funny.
Mm-hmm. But people have accents. We live in a world that's not the issue.
That's not the world. I know that's the issue for some.
You just want to make fun of how people talk.
The way people talk is joyful and beautiful. Having a different accent is great.
I agree with you.
This new political thing where you have to all talk like you're a newsman.
That's right.
I agree with you, Tom, but this is it just wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with the accent for me. He couldn't understand his number one tagline, "How Rude," was stolen from a little girl on Full House. Which, by the way, that wasn't funny at all.
Okay,
is this the same Jar Jar comment, or is it a different one?
Let's see.
Excuse me, but the most safest...
That's Wayne's World.
...would be Gunga City. It's where I grew up. 'Tis a hidden city.
Boy, I could listen to him talk all day or run into traffic. Either way.
He is just sort of a medley of comic relief.
I kind of like the way he looked.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but the most safest place would be Gunga City. It's where I grew up. 'Tis a hidden city.
What's wrong with you? You like Jar Jar Binks.
I thought it was adding a little spice to it. Otherwise, dull...
Where were we?
We were talking about the importance you guys are ignoring of Hollywood Hannon and David Rush reuniting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you don't like the song by Peaches and Herb?
I'm fairly convinced no one actually likes the song.
How
it's a commercial sounding thing.
Yeah. It is. That's
reuniting.
Wait, Tom, I don't believe you for a second.
You don't like it.
That's my M.O. You're just figuring that out.
And is it Herb or Herb?
Herb.
I think
it's Herb.
There's no one named Herbert.
I think there is.
Is it President Herbert Hoover?
In England, they'll say
no. It's Herbert
Hoover.
Not
your garden.
In your garden, do you say herbs or herbs?
Herbs.
I say herbs in the garden.
Herbs in the garden.
Herb. My dad's real name was Herbert.
Like KFC's, the herbs and spices.
Right. And then the man's name is Herb.
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 There has to be a porno movie called Herb and Spices with like three chicks and some guy named Herb.
The Swerve and the Spice Girls.
The answer to everything is not, there must be a porn for it.
No, but that's the sad thing. I've discovered, talking to Josh, that there is.
Talking to me.
Anything. Now he hears everything and it's certain it's the truth.
Anything you can think of, they've done a pornographic version of it. It's pathetic.
You know, Herb was a policeman.
What? Herb.
Peaches and Herb. Huh?
Herb.
What is it?
Herb.
It's not Herb?
No.
That song had to be...
He was a policeman.
That song was huge.
It was very...
Tom,
I'm going to Pornhub.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm going...
Was Peaches a perp?
I'm going somewhere else. I forgot there's an issue in this state.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to X Videos.
Oh, Pornhub is closed now?
We can't get on Pornhub here?
On June 27th, check local time zones and states. You're going to have to put your ID in to verify your age.
In some places. Yeah, yeah.
It's not a notification that I got yesterday at 5:30.
How do you put your ID into a...
The same way you do it when you're, like, ordering booze online. Take a picture of it. Confirm it.
Oh, why do you ask the worst, stupidest questions? How do you put your ID
Is there a slot in my computer I haven't seen?
I don't understand.
But what I wanted to do,
okay,
you were
did
just...
Did you hear what he just said? Is there a slot in my computer to swipe your ID?
You remind me of that Zoolander scene where they're trying to bang up. The information is in the computer.
This explains a lot.
And they start to... Rip the computer apart.
He's at home on Amazon trying to feed money into the CD-ROM.
Yep, he sure is.
Now you know why we couldn't buy water in Des Moines.
No joke.
Good God,
I wanted
man.
To see if there was Jar Jar Binks porn.
What did you say?
Excuse me, but the most safest place would be Gunga.
What is the name of his people, the Gungas?
Yeah.
The most safest place.
Excuse me.
Jar Jar Binks porn.
Well, there's got to be.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Is there Star Wars
Please
porn?
Tell me it's Jar Jar, Jack.
This is one of the funniest, greatest things I've ever seen. And we can show it. I'm going to send it to Jason to get this to get this up there. And we'll post.
You can show it?
I'm not even laughing. It's so funny. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm astounded.
Well, don't tell us.
You're a student of it. It is something that needs to be.
Yeah.
Is there a pun?
No, I wish it was something like, it's all Binks on the inside.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that, but no.
A jar.
The name of it is just Slave Leia Jar Jar Binks Bondage Harness.
Okay.
That's all.
Is Jar Jar? Is there a sex? Jar Jar? Is he a boy or a girl?
Do they say whether or not?
I don't think we do. I don't think.
I thought
it was a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I always assumed he was male, but I don't know.
You don't know. They neutered him, and then he became a ball jar.
That is Binks, so silly.
When they put his gonads into a seal jar.
Gosh.
Could we get back to the importance of Hollywood Hannon reuniting with my buddy David Rush?
David Rush, Jonathan Hannon reunited to break the Guinness World Record for the most behind-the-back catches in 1 minute, team of two.
And Mr. Hannon has moved to Michigan.
Okay,
following
great.
Jonathan.
David Rush lives in Boise, Idaho.
Where'd they get together? Which state did they pick?
You'll see. If he reads
the state of boredom.
Thanks, Pat. You're
following Jonathan's move to Michigan, which Tom's already gone over.
What's his address?
David traveled to the Great Lakes State. Great Lakes State.
Mm. Oh, my. Yeah.
To attempt the record, with Jonathan throwing up. David managed to catch a total of 26 tennis balls behind his back to beat the previous record of 25. The latest record brings David to a total of 177, meaning he's near his goal of holding the most Guinness World title.
What's the goal?
What's that?
What's
181.
Oh, he's
to break
close.
The record, the pair had to stand nearly 10 feet apart, with Jonathan kneeling in front of... Oh, no. Whoa, wait,
whoa. What?
And with Jonathan
what's
needing...
What's his record now?
Needing to throw tennis balls one at a time over David's head to be caught behind his back. They broke the record during an assembly at Jonathan's...
It's really cool.
I hate it so very much. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, come on.
But the most safest place.
I hate it.
It's Jar Jar and Herb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just glad they're friends. They're back together.
Now, I understand. Because you guys are impressed by nothing, the fact that David is a world record holder, one of the greatest jugglers of all time, that they're going to be doing this with bowling balls next week.
Oh, well, yeah. Now that's, yeah, that's really
cool. There are several cases where the tennis ball hits David in the head.
Apparently, we have the photo of the Jar Jar Binks porn clip.
Okay.
That is about to be presented.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a
lightsaber.
It's a guy with a lightsaber and some kind of harness.
He's got the mask. It's just a
Jar Jar mask.
Loose fitting Jar Jar mask on a man's body.
Is that a gay thing, that harness stuff?
Well,
no,
I'm sure.
Not necessarily.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it can also be for straight
like
people.
Like a gimp soup or something?
Well, no.
It's got a big hook so you can hook the guy onto a pole.
I'm going to hook you onto a pole. Okay.
Will you look at how silly that is?
That is
silly. Thank you.
Who
is that getting? Is that
look
getting,
at the set direction. Look at that.
Is that getting somebody excited?
Well, I mean, suppose. They need to paint the walls.
Can you tell when you look at that Pornhub? Does it tell you how many people have viewed that?
Maybe. Yeah.
That looks like somebody's
basement.
Back porch somewhere.
What the hell?
Christy's right. No, it does look like
kind of
a basement that hasn't quite been finished getting redone.
Yes. Tom, it has so far. I don't know when it was posted. Okay, it was posted 1 year ago, it says. Oh. It has 677 views.
All right, so.
And it has a rating of thumbs up of 75%.
That's good.
So.
I bet it jumps up. We need to check
on it.
There's
one
tomorrow.
Comment.
Yeah.
And it's pretty. It just says, well, I'm not. And I'm reading this verbatim. Well, new fetish unlocked. Somebody really took to it.
Let's see, where were we?
Willie and Josh's affection for Star Wars is the same as Tom's obsession with West Side Story.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
That's from Jody in Charleston, South Carolina.
Totally correct. I understand. No, I kind of walked into there. They were having a really ultra nerd.
Yeah, Christy even yelled at us.
By God, please, stop with the nerd conversation.
I can't disagree with you.
They got pretty nerdy.
A new study finds eating cheese may play an important role in healthy, happy aging.
There you go.
Researchers analyzed data sets of 2.3 million genetically diverse peoples to identify stronger aspects of healthy aging.
Aspects.
They discovered that people with better mental well-being tended to be healthier as the years went on, which makes sense. A higher intake of cheese as well as fruit was one of the standout contributors to those who had high well-being scores.
This study paid for by Velveeta.
So cheese is good for you.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Aren't you embarrassed?
It is embarrassing. But Tom's not laughing at the joke. That's what some people miss. He's laughing at our unhappiness.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
He's doing it just to get a reaction.
Jesus. It's infedible.
It's infedible?
Feta.
What does that even mean?
It's what is infedible?
I don't know.
What is infedible supposed to be?
Also, inchedible is right there.
You better come up with a
word. Oh, I like inchedible better, Willie. Congratulations.
But what are you trying to... What's the pun?
What's it...
Josh, of all people, when you hear that cheese is good for you...
I don't believe it. You guys believe this?
No. I'll make you feel better. Pizza counts.
What about... No, you said it's a Gouda for you. I got that. Lame at best. Uh-huh. But what's the word infettible?
Feta cheese.
What's infettible?
What
mean?
Word are you trying to say for infettible?
Incredible, right?
Incredible.
Oh.
Incredible!
You're such a monster.
A monster.
Hey, stop it.
Wow, just when I think it can't get any worse, there it is.
I can't believe that this is upsetting you.
You can't!
We do this every time we have a cheese store.
You can't bear it.
Oh, man! Even
Provolone, see? Mm-hmm. You just yell stuff sometimes.
There's a Hallmark movie about cheese. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Oh, it's a very sweet little film in France. A girl goes to France and falls in love with a cheesemaker. Yes.
Oh,
there's a porno movie.
There is.
Yeah, it's called Cheese Whiz. combines two fetishes.
I can't believe
what, laughing.
What two fetishes?
Oh, that'd be,
let him
your golden shower.
A cheesy crotch and a golden shower.
Do you suppose where they do porno still pictures?
It's porn.
It's
not porno.
They say to the lady, can you spread that out a little bit and say cheese?
Say cheese.
Maybe that's why we say cheese when we have our picture taken.
No.
It's because it makes a natural
your,
smile.
Yes. Makes your the long mouth smile.
Yeah,
cheese.
That's, yeah.
What do you think of, you don't go, do you think
cheese.
We said that?
Right. Yeah, that's why they say, that's why nobody goes, they say oboe.
Oboe.
They want to smile.
Cheese.
Yeah, say cheese.
Okay, that's interesting. I wonder who thought
you just
it.
Now you're are finding this out?
Never thought about it until just now. Who do you suppose thought about that?
Mr. Polaroid. You. I don't know.
Guy that works at Sears.
Yeah. I just looked around the room. Chick was rubbing his eyes. Christy was going, I don't know. Willie had his head in his hands. Yeah. Ace is fashioning a noose. Godwin's calling his ex-wife just to have a better conversation.
At the very least, you should say you're sorry. But you won't.
This is a study that proves that cheese is good for you.
Oh, God.
We should all be happy.
You believe this?
It's one study. How many times have you heard cheese will clog your arteries? Yeah.
Not your arteries, it's your bowels. But the point is...
It can also clog your arteries, dude.
Don't argue, guys. It's both.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say cheese is terrible for you because everything in moderation is great. But, right. But it's not...
That's how I feel about heroin.
It's not...
If only.
It's not a health food.
Every other Saturday, smack.
Well, you know, that's willpower. Yeah. If you can...
I put it off a week at a time.
I only do it at parties.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so fun. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.